escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
8:16 now on this Monday morning is going to be hot, but we all knew that, right? But it's really going to get more rainy toward the end of the week, and apparently we're going to have this whole thing like, frontal vu or whatever you would call it, deja vu with the weather, because apparently the end of this week is going to be kind of like the end of last week was, with the chance for showers. And maybe it'll rain, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll rain hard where you are, maybe it won't. So I wish I could tell you more. However, I will say that I know I have to cut the grass. I had to cut the grass on Wednesday to get ahead of the rain. And, man, it's crazy the way it's growing. I'm like getting ready to start cutting it twice a week. But what are you going to do, right? Today on Sports Talk with Mike Dettelier, Steve Geller, Saints training camp kicks off this week. Senior producer of NFL Films Greg Cosell drops by at 4:20. What a great job they do. Then ESPN reporter Kat Terrell breaks down the black and gold at 5:20. Tyler Shuck, he's got his deal done. And will the offensive line live up to their draft investment? And how is the offense going to look under Kellen Moore and the defense in Brandon Staley's scheme? Huddle up with Sports Talk 4 till 8 and Mike and Steve on WWL and the Odyssey app. Stephanie Regal joins us now, a skilled journalist. I'm a big fan of this lady, business writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com. How you doing, Stephanie?
I'm fine, thanks. Good morning.
Tell me about the, you've been following this archdiocese bankruptcy case with survivors. I don't know if you want to, let's start with the latest movement, then we'll go back and talk about background for people that know about it, but don't know about it.
So we finally have a reorganization plan to potentially end this now more than 5-year bankruptcy case. The archdiocese, in cooperation with a court-appointed committee that represents all the abuse claimants, filed a joint, what they call, reorganization plan last week. We already know the general terms of this. It would offer to pay survivors almost $180 million into a trust over several years that they would be entitled to a share of. It would also include, in addition to that amount, money from the sale of the Christopher Homes low-income elderly apartment complexes that is hoped to take place later this year or early next year. That would up the amount to well over $200 million. And there's a large insurance company, Travelers, that insured the archdiocese for a couple of decades, and they have not agreed to this settlement. So theoretically, at least, abuse survivors, if they had the wherewithal and the stomach for it, could pursue litigation against Travelers for potentially additional money. But the issue now is, you know, whether this gets confirmed, and there are a couple of powerful groups against it. The bondholders that some years ago lent the church $40 million. They are unsecured creditors, so they don't get to jump ahead of the abuse survivors. They have to vote on this just like the abuse survivors do, and they are opposed to it because they claim that they were entitled to be repaid in full. They're still owed $30 million.
Wait, let me slow down for a second, Stephanie. Let me slow down for 1 second. Who is it that feels that's opposed to it?
A group of bondholders. Bondholders that, wait, let me get off my earbuds here. I'm sorry about that.
And why did they sell bonds in the first place?
Better now. Yeah. Bondholders that had lent the church $40 million in 2017 to help them refinance debt. And they've been repaid about $10 million so far, but now the church is saying they don't have the ability to pay them in full. And so the bondholders, and this is an unsecured group of creditors, so they have to stand in line along with abuse survivors. And they're saying securities fraud. They're threatening to sue the church for securities fraud, which may be posturing, by the way, but it's still an obstacle and suggests that they are not on board with this plan. As we've discussed in the past, there are also, dozens of abuse survivors and their attorneys who are not on board with the plan either. So it remains to be seen if the church is going to be able to get this over the hurdle. But the judge has said she will dismiss the case in December if there's not a resolution. So there's a tight timeline between now and then, and we're going to just see how this plays out.
For people that don't know, let me take a break here for traffic. For people that don't know about what it means when you sell a bond, I know, you know, it seems silly, but some people don't, and it just shocks me that, well, we don't have the money to pay you off. Sorry.
Right.
That just blows my mind. We'll talk about it when we come back with Stephanie Regal. $40 million. Well, okay. 821 traffic now, WWL. 5 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Stephanie Regal, a business writer for The Times, speaking to you, NOLA.com, about the Archdiocese of New Orleans and her settlement. And let's put sex abuse aside for a second, and let's put, I guess, the bankruptcy aside for a second. I want to talk about this bond thing. Stephanie, for people that don't understand, you're a business writer. Explain to them how an organization issues bonds and how that works.
Well, I mean, in simplest terms, you know, large institutional investors, pension funds, retirees, and not individually, but through the funds that they're invested in, buy bonds, basically debt, and then entities borrow money, and the bonds are what finances that. It's unlike going to a bank where you take out a loan, but the effect is the same. Mm-hmm. And 7 years ago, faced with a lot of steep debt, Archbishop Amon borrowed, for lack of a better word, took out a $40 million bond issue and used that to refinance some of the church's debt. I mean, financially, it was, I think, a smart move. Just like if you did that with your personal finances and took out a loan with more favorable terms to pay down a lot of credit card bills or something. Mm-hmm. Over the years, $10 million has been paid off, but there's still a nearly $30 million note. And recently, with the increase in the number of late filed claims in this case, which now number more than 60.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
160. The church notified the bondholders that they were not going to be able to repay them in full. Now, unlike if you went to Whitney Bank and took out a loan, a bank is a secured creditor. So if you file bankruptcy, they're first in line and get paid in full. Unsecured creditors do not. I wish I could explain to you why these bondholders under this issue were not secured, but they are not. And so basically under this proposed reorganization plan, which still has several hurdles to go, the bondholders get just a share of the total settlement trust, as opposed to all of the $30 million they say they are owed. And they're alleging this is securities fraud. They have not filed a suit, but their attorney said it in open court in June. And more recently, they filed a motion in the case asking the judge for permission, basically, to file that suit alleging securities fraud. I understand a lot of this is posturing. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be paid in full at all. I'm just saying these are the kind of high stakes negotiations, and this kind of stuff is not uncommon, but this is quite the case. And it does have the potential, if this group, you know, coupled with some of the survivors' attorneys individually who were, you know, against it, could mount a formidable opposition, because two-thirds of each class of claimants in a bankruptcy has to vote to approve the settlement. I know that's a mouthful.
No, it is, but I'm just the bond thing. Just so, what recourse do the bondholders have? I know you talk about posturing and so forth, but somebody has to be watching this, right?
Well, they can sue. They've alleged securities fraud. They could appeal to the Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, but again, there have been so many layers of litigation in this case. What ultimately happens, and you know, does something get worked out at the end? That remains to be seen.
When it comes to fraud, is this anything that could ever rise to the level of criminal, as far as you know?
Well, we know the history of you know, allegedly criminal activities and investigations in this case. Nothing has ever seemed to turn up. I mean, it's been a year and a half since the state police raided the Archdiocese headquarters, alleging they were looking for, you know, documents that could point to criminal wrongdoing, and nothing has ever come of that. So your guess is as good as mine, but I would say no if I was a betting person.
Did the bond thing raise your eyebrows?
They're unsecured creditors, so no. You have to remember that. I mean, that's all I can.
Did the bond thing raise your eyebrows or not? You're a reporter. Did the bond thing raise your eyebrows?
I certainly thought it was interesting. Very interesting, you know. Yeah. And they've been making noise all year, you know, alleging that that they had concerns about the way the settlement was proceeding, and saying they were not not at the table and not being brought into the closed door mediation talks that were going on between the committee and the archdiocese to try to work this out.
You know, Stephanie, some people would consider $40 million a lot of money.
$40 million is a lot of money. It's $30 million, 29 something at this point.
All right,
but
$30
million. That is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, too. Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again soon. Stephanie Regal, business writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com. We come back, we'll talk to Alex Hammerstone about the basics of staying safe online. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.